Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 31st, 1977, in Bhubaneswar, India.
I stayed in Narakun Vrindavan to see many devotees. We offer bounty, plants, so many times. So you have to take some labor. It is not so easy thing. But you realize God. And it's so easy. And Kapoor Vakarabhagana is the Kalavasani. This valuable time of human life is utilized only for cultivating Krishna consciousness. That is purpose. No other business. Sarvadharman purusha, that is Sarvadharman. But if you cannot do that for life, makes minimum. So many times I can chant, so many times I can offer a vision, make some beautiful. Then gradually it will be something. Yes. Tapasya begins with brahmacharya. There is no tapasya, there is no brahmacharya, there is no virabhrata, there is no understanding, and there begins guru. European American, their life beginning was music. This is ours. And we said, eat everything, do everything. Chatamastasapar. Whatever life I do, it is devotion. So well said, if you do not exist with tapasya. Well said. Vishya sudhira nishya. That is vishya. The same thing. This is vishya. Krishna said this. I said, this is vishya. If you do not do anything, what Krishna says, what is Vishya? There is no Vishya. Krishna says, Sarvam Kirtan Sangma. Anyone who is chanting, me, Hare Krishna. But Krishna says, I must do. That is Vishya. If you do not do that, what is Vishya? What do you mean by Vishya? Vishas means Sudhira Nishtha. Yes, Krishna has said, I should do. That is Vishas. If you have no faith in the words of Krishna, where is the Vishas? What do you mean by Vishas?
Bhagavan
is your servant. Whatever you like, you can do, and you serve him. You will not serve him. You will serve him. Is that Vishas? Whatever nonsense I do, Krishna is above. Is it Vishas? The is such this or she is not there, like that. That is it. That has been impressed at the modern age, that whatever I do, Krishna will affect me. Is it not? You mean this statement, this? That whatever nonsense you do, Krishna will affect me. You mean this statement, this? Then what is behind this? Whatever Krishna says, I will do. That is Vishwas. Or whatever nonsense I do, Krishna will say one. Which one this has?
What one do you mean? Huh? One pervading Supreme Soul.
What is that pervading?
You
what do you mean by that? Plain explain. What do you mean by this class? Explain.
Faith in God.
Isn't God then here what God says?
Yes.
That is I am speaking. What Krishna says, you do it. That is Vishwas. And if you do otherwise, what is Vishwas? Vishwas means, I say, Mr. Satan said, do this. If you have faith in me, you will do this. That is Vishwas. And if you do otherwise, where is your Vishwas? You have no faith in people have degraded so much that they think this is Vishwas. Anything I accept as God is. If you take this, Krishna is the beginning of everything. If you must have, by understanding this, if anyone engages himself in Krishna bhakti, bhajan dama, that is bhakti, buddha, bhava dama, he is. It's come immediately to the power state. And his Buddha is actually. He has actually understood. That is this. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is saying, Vishwas. Saddha Sarde Vishwas, Sudhira Nishwas. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita. This is Vishwas. Krishna says, sarva karma krita jamame tam saranam. I am thinking about so many other things. Simply like I said. That is not Vishwas. Vishwas means Krishna says, sarva karma krita jamame tam saranam. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita. That is Vishwas. Sudhira nishchaya. Saddha sarva vishwas sudhira nishchaya. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita. That is Vishwas. That Vishwas. Not that I manufacture them. It is useless. Moghata, mogha karmana, mogha jnana, vishayana. Hey, problem. But Krishna says, if you believe, I believe. And then it is Vishwas. Deva Pratana executes determination. Then you get Vishwas. Now Mahatma is to the love. That Mahatma is very there. Nowadays, Mahatma means one who does not know anything about Krishna. It's all nonsense, this one. Because we stand somebody, Mahatma, that is. Find out this one, Mahatma, so Mahatma, waiting for the people.
Mahatmanasumam pāda daivim prakati-māśrita ujanti ananya-manaso yātva bhūdhādhīmam yayam. O son of Pitta, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Yes. In this verse, the description of Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of material nature. And how is this affected? That is explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is that at once becomes freed from the control of material nature. That is the qualification. One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the preliminary formula. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called daivim prakritam, divine nature. So, when one is promoted in that way, by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of a great soul, Mahatma. The Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna, because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma, or great soul, develops through association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees.